Beautiful start to the day. Lots of sunshine out there. We're at 50 now. We'll work our way to near 80 for the high today. Complete details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Spending some time this week talking about Marysville. That's our town of the week as we're about town. We've already profiled a couple other communities. And this week it's all about Marysville. And joining us right now is a county commissioner who represents communities including Marysville, Duke Dunn. Duke, good morning.
Hey, Paul, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Former city councilman from Marysville, current county commissioner. What is it about Marysville that you like?
It's a great place to live and a better place to just come and enjoy the community. It's a safe area. The school district's fantastic. Police and fire are amazing. I think our EMS response time is 3 minutes for the EMS. The DPW guys, it's just a wholesome place where it's really safe and enjoyable to raise. I raise my kids here, my wife and I, and we love the community. Absolutely love it.
And you want to make it a possibility for even more people to come and enjoy Marysville. The company that you work for, Body Construction, has a pretty big development going on there. And I wanted to get an update on that. How's that project going?
Oh, great. I'm glad you wanted to talk about it. So the Body family, probably 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now, started purchasing the property out on Range Road, and I believe they accumulated about 240 acres. And then we started going through the due diligence of the engineer drawings, the dealing with the state, with the permitting, and the wetlands people set us back a couple of years. We had to build them a wetlands area, but that's all completed now. We've started installing sewer and water, and the first phase is scheduled to open up for homes hopefully later this summer, early into fall. That'll be 80 lots. Phase two will be another 80 lots, and phase three will be another 80. So we're hoping to get some people into Marysville as soon as possible.
We don't see housing development projects of this size and scope in St. Clair County very often, do we?
No, I don't. I honestly don't remember the one this size of a project. This is a vision of Mr. Body's that he took on with his son Dave and his other son Ron, and that's something they wanted to do, and we're excited to get going on it. We're installing sewer and water now, and like I said earlier, I hope here in another month or two, we're going to start building homes on Range Road first and work our way into the subdivision. Homes will be anywhere from 1,300 square feet up to whatever size homes anybody would like built. Probably 1,800, 2,000 would be the largest homes go in there, but who knows. Price range anywhere from $250,000 to $300,000. So we're thinking the market's still available, and we've talked to a lot of real estate people. They're excited for the new development. The city's obviously excited for the new development. It hasn't grown in a while, so this is a good opportunity for them to grow.
Well, and certainly, you know, St. Clair County is becoming a more attractive area to live, you know, even for people that maybe don't work in St. Clair County. They certainly like the idea of living in St. Clair County and having that easy access to I-94. It certainly is kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. And the more people, Paul, we get up here, and that's what people say, you know, the old thing, it used to be such a long ride to go to any place north of Detroit. You know, you had mentioned Port Huron, and people would roll their eyes like it was a three-hour ride going to Mackinac Island or something. But once they make the trip once or twice, they realize, boy, this is a nice community. This is a nice area. St. Clair County's got a lot going on. So I think we're getting more and more of it, that's for sure.
And you know, as a county commissioner, I mean, that's been kind of the approach at the county level of government and economic development, too, is, you know, okay, we're not necessarily going to get every factory in St. Clair County, but, you know, if a factory locates in Macomb County, we can certainly partner with them and say, well, great, bring all these jobs to Macomb County and the people that work there, why they could live up in St. Clair County.
Well, the more things that go on, the better it is for everybody. There's no doubt. I mean, it's just, you know, the old saying with the subdivision, you build it and they will come. So we're hoping to get them here real soon, Paul.
Any concern with the economic downturn, though, of the last few months due to the global pandemic? Or is this just a temporary pause and things are going to turn around, do you think?
Well, I think it's already turning around. You know, look at the stock market. It's already coming back. It's almost back to where it was when this whole thing took place. More people are getting back to work every week. You see more and more people getting back to work. And, you know, people want to get back to work. I think they enjoyed a little bit of time off. But, you know, our nature is to work. That's what we do. We go to work and we support our family. So I think everybody is really ready to go. It's nice to see the bars and restaurants open again. I think that I went to go get a haircut the other day, and there was about 25 people in line. So I said, I think I can wait a few more days. But it's just great to see, that's for sure.
I'm not going to hold you to a date, Duke, but when do you realistically think people start moving into those new body construction homes in Marysville?
I talked to Mr. Body the other day about that, and I said, you know, what are you thinking? We're hoping the end of August, first part of September, Paul. That's what we're shooting for.
Wow. Wow. You must have a lot of people working on those homes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have, shortly, we're going to really ramp it up, and we'll have probably 15, 20 people working out there trying to get the land prepared to start building. We've had a lot of developers already calling them, wanting to buy lots to come in and build, you know, 10 houses, which is exciting for him. And exciting for, I think, the community. Once they see homes going up there, you're going to really see it. People get excited over it, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is exciting. It's certainly been long awaited and great boost for Marysville and for St. Clair County, too.
Oh, it's great for St. Clair County, great for the city of Marysville. It's great for the community. It's, you know, anybody and everybody, you know, all the realtors are saying, you know, the inventory's down. There's no houses to sell. Even with the down, you know, when everything crashed, I think things were still moving and still selling. A lot of people were refinancing and going through stuff, but I don't know. I'm being told these houses are still selling, which is great to see. Really.
Absolutely.
Great to see.
We wish you nothing but nice weather in Marysville to get those houses built. Duke, we appreciate the update. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, Paul, thanks for having me. Happy Wednesday to you and your listeners.
All right, to you as well. Have a great day. Take care.
Thanks, Paul. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.